main reason why it was a heavy day, in my view, is because of what we saw. We saw thousands of people in desperation. We saw thousands of people who were frail, men, children who were severely malnourished. We saw older people who were in clear, dire physical condition because of lack of regular access to food. And we saw people who seemed to have lost hope that the world cared about them. But more importantly, throughout the hours that we spent talking to the people, asking them, listening to them, perhaps more importantly, I do hope that this gave a sense that the world did not forget.
What did they tell you, Mr. Yakub?
They told us, lift the siege. Tell whoever is besieging us, and not only us in Madaya, anyone who is besieged in Syria should not be in that situation. That was their first demand, in fact. And, of course, there were a number of other terrible examples of urgent need for intervention. They told us about all else that is not happening and how their children are growing in an environment where darkness is the order of the day, where food is not available, where schools are not functioning, where jobs have been lost, where businesses have been destroyed, where homes have been destroyed. Despite this, they were truly generous. They looked after us. They helped us. They volunteered to offload the 60-plus trucks that we moved into these three towns. Mm-hmm. Even if they were physically frail, they were volunteering with all of us to try and offload the trucks. And that took a long time, as you can imagine, because we finally managed to finish and leave at 3:30 in the morning. And we were only back to Damascus at 5 o'clock this morning.
I want to ask you about their means of survival. We heard that the kilo of rice is sold for $300.
I think it is partly a miracle that they are still there, because siege is a terrible thing. But when it lasts for months and months, irrespective of where it is imposed, the result is civilians suffer. So it is, in a way, partially a miracle that they are still there, standing, putting up a brave face, even if these are very thin faces that we were looking at, very thin faces. They tried everything and invented every possibility to actually provide for their families and their children. So yes, they would go out and forage whatever is out in the bush, they would get and try to cook and make something to eat out of. They had saved or stored or preserved some of what they had before the siege was imposed. It helped them up to a point. But by what we saw yesterday, it was very clear and evident that the great majority of the civilians we saw, even if they had coping mechanisms over the last several months, they have run out of those coping mechanisms.